Sarah Gurdon joins us right now. Sarah is someone I got to know, albeit briefly so far, through my daughter Ashley, who she works with, and my wife Susan, who she works with as well, but mostly because of the fact that Sarah's going through, there's no other way to put it. Going into a 4th of July like this, it's important you hear from someone like Sarah, because Sarah has West Nile. And she's willing to share her story with us. Sarah, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel.
When did you get West Nile?
I was diagnosed on September 24th of 2013, but I started having symptoms on September 3rd of 2013.
Okay. So for the average listener who just hears the phrase and doesn't realize what is West Nile?
West Nile is an infection, viral, that you get from a mosquito bite.
Okay, so you got bit by a mosquito. And can some people get mild cases, some people, in your case, pretty severe cases?
Yeah, that's correct. A majority of people actually just get what are flu-like symptoms and recover within a couple weeks.
Might not even know they had West Nile.
They might not even know they have it. They might think they have a bad flu. Mine, unfortunately, entered into my brain, which is called neuroinvasive West Nile, and I had a lot of neurological deficits from that.
And it needs to be pointed out that the vast majority of the work that you do is with your brain. You're a paralegal. I mean, you're somebody that everyone counts on to do all the work that they say they did. Isn't that right, Sarah?
That's exactly right, Joel.
That's probably the perfect way to put it. What have you gone through personally since you did get and contract West Nile?
Well, I had to go through therapy, both occupational and speech therapy. I had to learn things again, like how to use a button and how to write my own name. I also didn't have any eye-hand coordination left over. I was not able to drive. We also dealt with speech because I had a lot of paralysis on the left side of my face that affected my speaking ability at that time.
So what are the symptoms? I mean, how do you know when it's coming on?
My symptoms started with just body aches, a lot of achiness. Like I felt I was getting sick, but I didn't know why. And I remember I was at work on that Monday, I believe it was the 8th or 9th of September. And I told Ashley I had a rash, and she told me to look in the mirror because it's all over my face. And I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but I did make an appointment with my doctor, and we couldn't find anything that day. And the next day I started vomiting uncontrollably for pretty much 3 weeks straight, and I slept for about 22 hours a day.
Did the doctors get it? Did they know what it was?
No, at that time they didn't. We had several trips to the ER and to my medical provider. Then, as I was not getting any better and progressively getting worse, they decided to test for West Nile.
So they did at least think of looking at West Nile.
Yep.
Is there a place? Now, once you get this, can you handle all of that locally, or does this mean, like many things in life in the upper Midwest, you're off to Mayo?
Well, unfortunately, there is no cure or treatment for West Nile. All you can do is treat the symptoms as they come. So I rested at home on doctor's orders. I wasn't able to work for several months, and I attended my therapy sessions. Recently, I did travel to Rochester to get a second opinion and just make sure that we're not missing anything.
Okay, you're driving now though, right?
That's correct.
See, to me, that'd be just brutal, obviously, that part of it. And well, aside from all the other physical part of it, but how it affects your life and your career.
Oh, it affected everything in my home life. And I wasn't able to bathe myself or make my own meals. And number one, I would forget because it affected my short-term memory. So I couldn't use the stove or the oven because there was a risk of me hurting myself or burning down our house because I wouldn't remember I turned it on.
Now, I know your sister Mary really well. I've been friends with her for a long time. I know you had to have grown up outdoors. You had to have grown up riding horse. I mean, I know the passion that she has, and you're her sister. So has this changed you in terms of the outdoors?
Oh, it has, completely. We love being outdoors, anything from, you know, just having driveway beers with friends to playing yard games. And I haven't done that this year because I'm too scared to go outside.
So I would guess that would be the worst part. I can tell you this from, and we keep making reference to Ashley. That's my daughter, Ashley, that that works with Sarah. Sarah Gurdon is our guest, and you've changed Ashley's life. Every 2 seconds, I see her putting bug spray on her son and herself, and I see others doing that. My wife doing it a lot more often now, and they're talking to me about. Sarah, I took such a cavalier attitude about this.
I did too.
Until clearly. They were bugging me, I didn't think about it.
Yeah, and I know. For example, Ashley didn't know a lot about West Nile, and she thought, "Oh, I'd be out of work for a couple days and be back." And the first time that Ashley saw me, she thought I had a stroke because I looked so different than what she had seen prior.
So, how does your case of West Nile compare to some of the others that now that you're getting to that physician level where these people are dealing specifically with it, how does your case compare with what other people have had?
Well, right now that's hard to say because there isn't a support group in North Dakota for all of us who are dealing with this long-term effects of West Nile, but I have found an online support group of people with neuroinvasive West Nile, and we are dealing with a majority of the same things: fatigue, chronic pain, tremors, and short-term memory loss are the biggest issues that we're facing.
I mean, everything you just described has everybody listening on this 4th of July scared enough to be grabbing the off. You know, they're going to be spraying for bugs. Is the people in your family, is that, aside from you, has it changed them that same way?
Oh, completely. Just not long ago, we gathered for a family wedding, and I think I saw every single one of my sisters in their suitcase have a can of mosquito repellent. It's just, you have to just take care of yourself, and whenever you go out, you have to do what you can to protect yourself.
Where are we at with finding the cure? Do they keep you up on the studies that they're looking into? Do they, you know... Where are we at when it comes to that?
I've been working a little bit with the North Dakota Department of Health on trying to provide more education and get the word out that this really can be a really serious virus and we need to do more about it. Unfortunately, there is no funding left, according to them, from the CDC to do a lot of education this year. So that's why I'm trying to do what I can to get the word out and have people protect themselves from West Nile.
Sarah, when we come back... Let's just do that. That's one of the reasons I really appreciate you joining us here on 4th of July, is so that we do get word out. If you're a parent, if you're a spouse, if you're somebody that cares deeply about somebody else, what do you do to make sure you don't ever have to go through what Sarah did? Stick around. We've got more coming your way right here on News and Views. Welcome back to News and Views. Sarah Gurdon is our guest, and she contracted West Nile. In fact, still has it today. There's some belief out there that it goes away, and obviously that isn't the case. I asked her before the break to think about, you know, what she would do, what needs to happen so that somebody else isn't sitting in this chair talking to me about their West Nile virus. Sarah, what's your advice to people?
For the public, just make sure you take care of yourselves as far as wearing mosquito repellent and long sleeves, and don't let standing water in your yards, things like that. As far as the cities, I would highly recommend you budget for mosquito spraying.
I don't know how you do that. In the summertime, nobody wears pants if they can wear shorts, and nobody wears long sleeves if they can wear short. I mean, we're bundled up like a bunch of Eskimos all year long, and we just die to finally get outside. So really what you're telling me is, I have to bathe in bug spray every day.
You have to do the best you can. And not everybody's going to contract it, and not everybody will get this sick. But if you can do one thing to help yourself prevent from getting West Nile, then you want to use some insect repellent. Yep.
You strike me as somebody who's done a lot of homework. You talked about, you know, discovering support groups that you can visit with online. Have you looked at how this shakes out in our area of the world? Where is there a corridor here where more people are catching West Nile? Is there?
Yeah, for sure. And if you want some more information, you can go to the North Dakota Department of Health, and they do have a map and statistics of all the West Nile cases reported in the state. And last year, it did look like there was quite a bit of cases reported on the center to the southern state part of the state. So maybe along the Foreman Oaks area.
So we're talking about the Jim River.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Okay. So let's say tomorrow, Sarah, that you're out with a bunch of friends and it's getting to be that nighttime where the mosquitoes start coming out. You're going in the house, aren't you?
Me personally, I am, but I know people can't live like that. But from what I experienced, to me, it's worth it to go in indoors. But just make sure you are covered with DEET. And I know that's a lot of people don't like that because it's a chemical, but right now it's the only thing we have.
How many people that you've gotten to know through this process had to go through physical therapy to even be able to live their life the way you have?
Oh, pretty much everybody in my support group has gone through some sort of therapy. And in fact, there are two people in my support group that are wheelchair bound now.
Interesting. Does it target certain age groups? I have someone back home near and dear to all of us that my dad grew up with that he got West Nile, and his family said, you know, it's been hard on him to have gotten West Nile.
It has. And generally it does affect the older population. That's what they were seeing. I don't know if the stats are going to change now or not, but clearly I'm not quite in that category yet. So I'm not sure why I got it or if I'm just changing the statistics or what.
Have people reached out to you? You're taking the opportunity today on the 4th of July to get your message out to people, but have you been asked to speak at some events? Have you spoke to, other than just by word of mouth through relatives?
Yeah, I did another story in town, and after that station was contacted by some people suffering similar to what I am going through right now. And I was able to connect with them and talk to them about their experience and what they're doing for treatment and maybe how we could help each other heal.
I just can't believe the hand you've been dealt here. And obviously, the hope would be that someday not only does there get to be something that can cause someone who hasn't got West Nile yet to never get it, similar to a measles shot type of a thing, but hopefully there'd be some way to give people who have got it a shot that they end up just not having the symptoms anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly it. A vaccination would be great. Right now there's only a vaccine for horses, and there is not enough funding or money in my opinion, I don't think enough people have died yet for people really to take notice. So that's why there isn't enough money being allocated for this type of research.
Well, hopefully you got word out today on it. Hopefully people, got your message and they're putting on their bug spray and they're doing what they can to help. Sure. Not only that, but for me, I make choices. I get that. I'm 52 years old, and if I don't want to put on bug spray, I got no one to blame but myself because you just informed me that I should be doing it. But if I've got a young one, that's a whole different thing. They don't make that choice. I sure better be doing it for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah, thank you. I wish you well.
Thanks,
good luck. This thing will get better. And don't take any crap from Ashley at work, okay?
Oh, I won't do that.
I've heard that a bunch, and I like that. All right, folks, it's the 4th of July edition of News and Views is coming to a close. I have to tell you that it's different spending 4th of July with you like this. I hope wherever you're at, that you are having a great 4th of July. It's good riding with you, folks.